Hello and welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson, editor at TXF. First up, in the project and export finance space on our essentials news offering, Recurrent Energy has closed an ECA-backed loan to finance the construction of its 50-megawatt Maplewood solar facility in Texas. Gazipur City Corporation has selected the IFC as its transaction advisor for the Gazipur Wastewater PPP project. And new details have emerged surrounding the size and beneficiaries of IDB Invest's credit line for Chilean power companies, which were impacted by last year's power price freeze in the South American country. Over on our third-party news tracker service, the Development Bank of the Republic of Belarus has received a mandate to independently select commercial investment projects for financing. Sinosure reported steady business growth in the first half of this year despite the COVID-19 pandemic. And Canada's Gensource Potash Corporation has engaged a consortium of potash process, design and equipment fabrication companies that will work together to provide a design supply commission package for the entire process plant at its Tuxacket project. Over in the commodity finance space, SMBC is joining two blockchain trade finance consortia, Comco and Contour, to improve efficiency in trade. Canadian oil and gas group Southern Energy Corp has completed the redetermination of its senior secured credit facilities, and Brazil's state-owned company Petrobras is selling its remaining 10% stake in natural gas pipeline company TAG to NG Brazil. And Canadian investment fund Cassie Dupont de Placement de Quebec in a 1 billion Brazilian reals deal. And last but no means least, in the trade finance sphere, companies around the world are making significant operational changes to become more resilient after many found their contingency plans were not robust enough to cope with the COVID-19 pandemic, according to research by HSBC. Germany's DEG and Dutch Development Bank FMO have signed a $40 million term facility transaction with Dhaka-headquartered Eastern Bank to support SMBC. And green and trade-related investments and SoftBank has pulled a more than $500 million investment from Credit Suisse's supply chain finance funds after the Swiss bank reviewed the funds, including the Japanese conglomerate's role, according to two sources. That's all for now, folks, and don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle @TXFmedia.